I want to discuss tonight two halachas in Shulchan Aruch, which are nogea shenogea every day of Sukkot. How to make the bracha on the Tilas Lulav, and how to make the bracha leishev Sukkot. Gemara in Brachas, that's Lavan Vavam and Aleph. It says, when the Gemara is talking about Birkas Hananen, Asa Lehanos Ba'olam Azebeli Bracha. It's Asa to have any Hanoah from this world without a Bracha. Means you eat an apple, you have to make a Bracha. It's Asa to eat an apple without a Bracha. It's Asa. Every Hanos Olam Hazeh that's Nichnas Laguf requires a bracha to be matir of the thing that you're eating. Because of that, the bracha has to be said before you eat. Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Hilchos Brachos, Yudirvei Sofrim, so din the Rabbanan, Levarach al komai chol tchilo v'achach yehenu memenu. To make a bracha in every food you eat, and then to eat it. And then to have hanoah from it. And also a reach tov. Why is it before? Because it's also to eat until you make the bracha. So the bracha is mata, the achilo. The bracha is mata, the hanoah mea reach. This is very clear, aloha. When it comes to Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaMitzvah is different. The Gemara says, Kol HaMitzvah Kulam Avorach HaMalehem Ova La'asiyos. Now, that is a very funny phrase, Ova La'asiyos. The Gemara says, what does Ova La'asiyos mean? Before, middle, after? The Gemara says it means before. But still, it's funny why they use the words over lasios. So the Rambam writes, "Shem from vorchan al hanor, just like you make a brochan hanor, ach mavorchan al kol mitzvah mitzvah achach yaasa osa. You make a brochan every mitzvah, and then you do it." The Rambam is exceedingly clear that you make a brocha. Just like, and he says similarly to Birkas Hananen, before you eat the apple, before you eat the bread, you first make the bracha and then eat it. And then he says same thing, you first make the bracha and then do the mitzvah. And the Rambam is very clear later on. Barakut Aleph. He says all the mitzvahs, when he talks about Birkas HaMitzvah, he says, Mavorach aleihem kodom la'asiyoso, before you do it. Chen kol mitzvah shein midivrei sofrim, be mitzvah shein cho evi yimiv mitzvah drabonim. Okay. He says, okay. Now, osa mitzvah velo birich, you do a mitzvah and then make a bracha. If it's still ongoing, lamashon. You put on your talis and you didn't make a bracha. You put on, so, and then you remember you didn't make a bracha. So you make a bracha. Why? Because even though the bracha doesn't go backwards, the bracha goes forwards, the balance of the mitzvah. But therefore, he says, if you finish the mitzvah, no point to the bracha. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam in Sefer Maaspik explains the Rambam and says, just like you make a bracha on physical hanor, also you make a bracha on ruchnias hanor. And just like you can't have physical hanor without a bracha, you can't have ruchnias hanor without a bracha. He takes it the equation exceedingly literally. Not everyone agrees with this. If you take a look in Yerodea, Begabe Shechita, Simon Yutes, when you make a bracha, for your shecht, make a bracha, shek, yisham, v'shonor, al ha-shechit. And, but you only do it if you do a shechitik shevet. The question is, so, Shulchan Aruch begins, ha-shor chitzor she-yavorach kodem, shekir yisham, v'shonor, al ha-shechit. He says, v'im shochad dova di-yisiyala b'reyosa, Let's say you're shechting an animal not for the purpose of eating it. You don't make a bracha. For instance, I was once a Rav Amachshe in a slaughterhouse. And when we took over the slaughterhouse, we wanted to have a dry run. We had no intention of using the meat. We just wanted to have a dry run to see how that our system was working. So the shochet asked me, should we make a bracha? I said, no, we have no intention of eating the meat. No intention of eating the meat, you don't make a bracha. So, now the question is something else. What happens if you have an animal, you know there's a problem, it's a suffix trefa. What do you do? To make a bracha before, well, maybe it's a trefa, you won't be able to eat it, so there's no bracha on it. Make a bracha afterwards, you can't do it. But maybe, according to the Rambam. Im shocha bedovo dis yalad reyesa. Tzarech bedike. And you have to do bedike. Yishchateno below bracha. You'd check without a bracha. Ugashi yimtsu. Motzei kosher. Mavorach ala shchita afterwards. Wow. It has to be immediately afterwards. So the Shach says, "V'darchem osha kosa, maybe b'shem agos hashri." It's not only in this case. Even if you shecht an animal with kosher, im shachav lo biyach kodem hashrita, yivarch acha hashrita. And the Gos Hashri is very, very clear, both in Chulin and in Brach. He says, "What's the difference between Berkas Hamitzvah?" And Birkas Hanen. Birkas Hanen and the bracha is a matir. So you can only eat it, you can only make the bracha before, because you can't eat without the bracha. Birkas HaMitzvah is something else, says our God, especially in the name of Ozerua. What is it? Birkas HaMitzvah, every mitzvah is Machayiv, Shechav Odol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us a mitzvah. But it has to connect to the mitzvah. So it's either before, in the middle, or immediately afterwards. The kol mitzvah shelo b'chov l'asos m'vor chachar siyosin. Okay. He says it in brachas, and he says it in cholin. And the Ramah seems to bask in that way. And he says, V'enkein, and the Shach says, V'enkein, das haramba. Ram says, Im shocha below brocha, you do not make a brocha afterwards. Okay. So the Shach brings it this number. Now let's just see what this means for us in Lulav. And what this means for us in Sukkah. The Gemara says, by Lulav, like this, there's a Mishnah. Now, lochi is that if let's say I'm Chalal Shabbos, b'shogeg, I have to bring a korban. But let's say I'm a chal Shabbos or shogeg while I'm doing a mitzvah. You put it from a korban. Say he's thinking about the mitzvah. So the Mishnah says that wherever he says, he was not Yotze. When, let's say, you take a lulav on Shabbos to go from Tilas Lulav, at the time that they took lulav on Shabbos, or in the Beis Hamikdash where they also took lulav on Shabbos. If you weren't Yotze the Mitzvah yet, and you're taking it in order to be Yotze the Mitzvah. But if you've already been Yotze the Mitzvah, Chayev. One says, how's that possible? So I'm in my house. I want to go to Shul. I want to go to Beis HaMikdash with the Lulav. The moment I pick it up, I'm Yotze the Mitzvah. So I'm Yotze the Mitzvah. He turned upside down. Or you took in the Kaylee. With all sorts of reasons. But the Gemara is telling us a very simple thing. That if you take a lulav, and the moment you pick it up, you're out to the mitzvah. So Tosus and Lamates has a problem. The Gemara says like this. That the Mishnah says that you make a bracha on lulav. How do you make a bracha on lulav? It says, now talking about halal. It says, before you have halal, you have to make a bracha. Why? Because all mitzvahs require a bracha. So Tosa says, so how do we even make a bracha on lulav? Tom said, you have to make a bracha on lulav before you pick it up. I'm ready to go to the mitzvah. Because that's what the Gemara says. Now there's a klal. What does it mean, over lasiyos, not kodom lasiyos? It means it has to be immediately before. Friends, when you put your tefillin on in the morning, you don't make a bracha. And then open your tefillin bag and take it out and unwind it and put it in your arm. What do you have to do? And you don't even have it on the table. You have to put it on your arm, the Gemara says, and hold it, and right, make the brach, and then tighten it. So it can't be mechutzah ma'isa. Kodum la, over last minute is immediately before. Now, we'll see, there's a whole issue. Does it have to be only mechutzah ma'isa? Even you have to hold it in your, you have to be holding it in your hand. He says, how can you, if it's, he says, it's like tefillin. Tefillin, when you don't make a bracha, it's on the table. It's a Gemara Menachos. He says, maybe, mishayas lito lulav, kodem shito hesir. I pick up the lulav, and the hesir's on the table. More, behind the overlap, Shema'ak, because I'm not Yotze the Mitzvah without Inami, Lachashanot till Shnehem. You take both, Ella, but you turn one upside down. Okay. That's the bit. He says, Vafilu Noket Lahu. Kedar Kedilosan. Even if you pick it up, if she just kavan shalalotze, she have kavan and not to be yotze. She just had to also have, even if you say mitzvahs, ain't a srichas kavanah, but if I have kavan and not to be yotze, I'm not yotze. Okay. Now. Inami, he says, no. Something, I have another idea, he says. you pick it up and you make the bracha before the Na'anuim. Now this is a big step, because the Gemara says that the basic mitzvah is taking the lulav. Na'anuim are not ma'akev. It's called shiori mitzvah. You do it as an extra part of the mitzvah. So Tosus is telling us, I did the full mitzvah. There's an extra part of the mitzvah l'chadchila to do na'anuim. So, therefore, I can be yotzei. It's overlatsios. What is Tosus telling us here? Telling us exactly, I quote you in the name of the Hagos Hashri. As long as I'm still in the middle of the mitzvah, and there's an extra part of the mitzvah that I still can add on to it, the mitzvah's not complete, I can make a bracha. What's his proof? Netilas Yadayim. According to Tosfos, Netilas Yadayim is a two-step mitzvah. This, when I see people doing Netilas Yadayim, they don't realize. This Tosfos don't realize a lot of things. What is it? He says a two-step mitzvah. Netila and Niguv. Washing your hands and drying your hands. Very often I see if there's no paper towels there, people just wash their hands and they go off. No, you can't do that. He says it's a two-step mitzvah. So after you do step, and then ma'akev tells yourself. Now this is going to be slightly different than lulav. Lulav, nanuim is just some sort of extra. Here you don't have anything until you wipe your hands. It's like taking the lulav without taking the esrog. Now, it happens to be just so you should be familiar. Comes along the Raj, but disagrees with Tosus. Says the whole mitzvah is the niguf. So it's not in the middle, it's before the mitzvah. We're not talking about Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. It's important things to learn. But just make sure that you wipe your hands. May I? Okay. He says, the nanua ain't ela machshiri mitzvah. Just an extra thing of the mitzvah. And here, niguv, the driving your hands, is ma'akev. He says, I'm going to tell you the truth. There's no halacha of making a bracha before the mitzvah. Make a bracha after the mitzvah. The Gemara says, Nisatev, I put on a talis, I can still make a bracha. And the Gemara seems to say also about lulav, you make it afterwards, the way he learned the Gemara. But then he's still not so happy. Because I really finished the mitzvah. It's not in the middle of the mitzvah. So he comes up with a final thing. He says, if I do it while I'm wearing, I can put on my talis and then make a bracha while I'm wearing the talis because I'm in the middle doing the mitzvah. Morris says, Kacha yomin hoga shalan shi Yerushalayim. The minhag of Anshi Yerushalayim was what? They were walking around with lulav all day. Now the two pshatim are shown why they did that. Some say chvius hamitzvah, they just want to show people how wonderful a mitzvah is. Tosfos says no. Even though you yod say the basic mitzvah, when you pick it up, when you keep walking, every time you continue to hold it the entire day, there's also kima mitzvah. So it's always, if you pick it up and make a bracha, it's in the middle of the mitzvah, just like you put on a talis and you're in the middle of a mitzvah. So Tosfos has no problem with before, immediately before. He doesn't like the idea it's on the table. And he keeps wanting to say to make it after you pick it up because that's always in the middle of a mitzvah. And l'chatchil you can make a bracha in the middle of a mitzvah. And l'chatchil you can do it because he understands that I can put on my talis first and then make a bracha while I'm wearing my talis in the middle of the mitzvah. Now, if you take a look in the Rambam, Rambam cannot swallow this, obviously. Because according to the Rambam, can't, there's no such thing. The Rambam says like this. Says Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav. Shunot lam lotzei spohem. When he takes it to be yotzei, mevorach tchila al netilas lulav. Before you touch it, hoil v'kulon smuchim lo. I don't have to have anything in my hand. Tosis assumed I have to have something in my hand. So no, as long as it's in the table and all I have to do is now pick it up, that's enough. And that's it. Because according to Ram, that's the only possible solution. It could be, because the Rambam is telling us something, that it has to be accessible to me. Mechusa maise echo, not mechusa shnei maisim. And picking up the lulav and esrog is considered maise echo. On the other hand, so I gain nothing by picking up the lulav and then taking the esrog. Other Rishonim, when they understand the Gemara and Menachos about putting on your tefillin, understand no. It has to be in your hand already. And therefore they ran into a problem. What do you do with lulav? Rambam learned that it just has to be mechusa maisech or not shnei. In tefillin, if it's on the table, I first have to put it on my arm and then tighten it. So it's mechusa shnei maisech. I can't do that. Okay, now. Psak in Shulchan Aruch, it's a simple psak, but Achronim go to town all sorts of different things. He says, basically, to take the esrog upside down. Even though, because if you take a look in Yoredeya, the Mechaber, let's get back to Yoredeya, we'll see what happens here. And Simon Yotesh about Shrita. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam. They have to shech first. And then he says, and only the Ramah brings the Shitas Hagos HaShri, which is also Shitas Atosis, that you can make it in the middle, you can make it afterwards. In the middle, here in Hilchos Shechita doesn't talk about it. Here in Hilchos Lulav, oops, wrong chelik. Tough ration on Aleph. Mvarech, Yvarech, on the Tilas Lulav, Shechyanu, Kodem, Sheyitol, her Esrik. They should yavarch ovel asiyosin. O yahafocha esrog ad she yavarch. Two options: take the lulav in your hand and have the esrog on the table, or turn the esrog upside down. The Rama says the yavar. Okay, so he goes the machaber lishitaso. That he doesn't bring the sheet of the Hagos Ashri and Tosis, has to be before. How do you do it before? So he says, not like the Rambam, because he wants it to be more immediate. To have the lulav in your hand, you have to have something in your hand, and you're mechusa one mice. What's the one mice? You're picking up the esrik, and you already have the lulav in your hand, or have it upside down. And the minig olam, because it's easier, they generally have it upside down, the esrig, but, and there's a, so, question about having kavanah shel alot says, everyone says don't do that. It's too subtle to tell people, to tell the rabbin to do. I get confused. I had kavanah, I didn't have kavanah, I may have had kavanah, I should have had kavanah, whatever. So, even though the Gros says that's the best idea, but halach lemaisa, no one ever advises. Okay, this is a very straightforward psach halacha without any complications. Now we get to where the really complications begin. Yeah, to sukkah. Baruch Halei Sheba Sukkah. Take a look in the Rambam. Rambam has a very interesting mahalach here. He says, begins. But let's just understand what the Rambam, how he describes the mitzvah of Sukkot. Noshe, okay. He says, Ketzed he mitzvah Sukkot. What is the mitzvah of Sukkot? So you think that's easy. Eat, sleep, drink in the Sukkot. No, that's not the mitzvah of Sukkot. Not how he describes it. Shehei ocha v'shos v'dara b'sukkah kol shivas hayomim bein b'yom bein b'layla k'derech shudara b'beis o b'shar yemos hashan. To make myself kavua in the sukkah. Kviyas in the sukkah. Just like I'm kavua in my house. Kol shivas hayomim osa odem is beis o arai. My house is arai and my sukkah is keva. Shinema Basukas Teshu Shivas Yama. What does Teshu mean? It doesn't mean to sit. Teshu means that's where you're, it's not just to do certain things. That means that's where you're living. That's your home. Ketzad. Kelim Anoim, I have nice china. I have nice paintings in the house. Sangim at a sukkah. That's one. There's another halach. That there are three things it's also for me to do outside the sukkah. Achila, shtiyah, shena. Why? Because these are things that determine where my house is. The moment I do a maisa keva outside the sukkah, that means I'm kovea myself at least for these 10 minutes outside the sukkah. I'm not allowed to be kovea, do any maisa keva outside the sukkah. Okay, that's. Now, what about the bracha? Perek Vav Aluch Yubez. Kol zman shikonis leishiv b'tzif kol shikam avorach kodim shiyeshiv. So, when do you do it? Before you walk into the sukkah? Ram says, no, you walk into the sukkah before you sit down. Why? What's the idea of sitting down? Because sitting down is a kviyus. And when I sit down, I make myself kavu on the sukkah. And the mitzvah is I make a bracha, making myself kavu on the sukkah. But I do it every time I walk into the sukkah and sit down. I walk in 100 times a day, 100 brachas. The rabbi has one complaint. Why do you have to sit? Okay. Now, but if you take a look in the Magen Mishnah, he quotes a Rabbeinu Tam. And the Shita of Rambam is the Shita of Mos Rishona, Maror Rishona. Except there is Rabbeinu Tam. And there's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara has an idea that maybe you make a bracha once on Sukkot, and you don't make a bracha the rest of the Sukkot. Why? The first night when I sit down, I make Kiddush the first night, I'm koveying myself. I said, this is going to be my house for 7 days. Gemara rejects it. But there's even a havamin in the Gemara. You make one bracha at the beginning, and that is a bracha on declaring that this is my house for the next 7 days. Oh, no. With this in mind, comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, no. Rabbeinu Tam says, you only make a bracha on achilo. And Rabbeinu Tam says it in a very interesting way. And the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Let's just see the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We'll go back. What Rabbeinu Tam says and the Havon of Rabbeinu Tam. Noagu, he says, Sheim avorchan ala suka ela b'shas achila. And the Gemara says, even though the maskon of the Gemara is any time you walk into it, what is Rabbeinu Tam's? Ika hakev b'suka hi achila. V'chulam tfeilim v'hit poteres. It patters everything. And the Rosh says so. But let's take a look what the Rosh says like this. When I make a bracha on achila, I pater everything else I do on the sukkah. Okay, what does that mean? I walk onto a sukkah, I sit and I talk, I learn, I take a nap, then later I wake up, I have something to eat, leishev sukkah. Leishev sukkah now goes back, paters everything backwards and forwards. But, and I don't make a bracha when I walk in. Why do I have to make it in the middle? Part the back and forward. Just make it when I walk in. Rabbeinu Tam says no. The ikka kfiyas of a person is when he eats. Now, to understand Rabbeinu Tam is a very fundamental machlokas between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. She's no geya. 100 things you do. According to the Taz, the following shaila. It happens to me all the time. I have a Baruch Hashem, very comfortable sukkah. I come home from shul. My wife gives me breakfast. I make a leishev sukkah. I sit and I learn in the sukkah. I'm there. People come and talk. We schmooze, this, that. Then comes lunch. Shaila is, do I now make a second bracha or is Yotze with the first bracha? Ma'isim b'chol yom. Says the Taz is mazbin. Well, the shitas Rabbeinu Tam is. He says, Rabbeinu Tam says one thing. I make a bracha on the ma'isa that's koveya me that this is my dira. And that ma'isa is achila. So every time I eat, it's another maisa kriyas basukah. Let's say I eat, I bench, and immediately my wife says, why'd you bench? I have two other courses. So fine, I'll wash again. That's tolke de dima. He says, so Taz says, going to Rabbeinu Tam, and that the psak is like that, according to the Mechaber in the minig of the world. That no, a sec when I wash again and I make a motzi again, it's another ma'isik fiyus. The first bracha covered me through one ma'isik fiyus. That ma'isik fiyus is finished. Jumps up the Magen Avraham and says, no. That's not what Rabbeinu Tam is all about. So according to how the Taz understands Rabbeinu Tam, The way the Taz understands Rabbeinu Tam, the bracha is, I wash, I hamotzei lechem min ha'aretz, and then, what do? I lay shei b'sukkah, and I eat. So the bracha is, before I do my ma'aseh kriyas, I bite into my bread. I don't have to use Tosfos as mahalach of in the middle of the midst. No. Comes along Morgan Avraham and says, no. That's not what Rabbeinu Tam is all about. Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. If during these 3 hours, I'm doing all sorts of things in the sukkah, and I'm eating too, I make a bracha in the eating, and it passes backwards, forwards, the entire 3 hours. He says, there's no such thing as I'm in the middle of a mitzvah. He says, because I make it on this extended Maisa Mitzvah. What's the extended Maisa Mitzvah? Extended Maisa Mitzvah is these 3 hours I'm in Sukkah. I'm doing all sorts of things. I'm learning a Makayim Mitzvah. I'm drinking a Makayim Mitzvah. I'm talking on the telephone a Makayim Mitzvah. I'm eating. I take a nap. It's all one long 3 hour Kiyama Mitzvah. So what part of the Kiyama Mitzvah do you make a bracha? That's the Lashon that the Rosh quotes. Through making a bracha on the achila, you pater all the other things that you did. Therefore, he says what the Taz says, that you bench and you wash again. No such thing. He quotes someone saying, well, he only had kavanah for washing until benching. He said, wait a second. Let's say I put on my talus and I have this bracha will cover me for the first hour. If I wear the talus afterwards, for a second hour, I'll make another. No such thing. I make a bracha on one ma'aseh mitzvah. I've kavanah for one ma'aseh mitzvah. I can't have kavanah for half the mitzvah. And then the second half, I'll make another bracha. No such thing. He says, so that's number one. But, says the Taz, Tessah says like this, and we'll go back to the Magen Avraham. Let's say I have an upset stomach, and today I'm not washing, I'm not eating, or I have a tinnitus, for whatever thing. So that day, my kriyas and sukkah isn't dependent on my eating. I'm not eating today. So then he says very clearly, if I don't eat at all, then I certainly, says the Taz, make a bracha. Chai levorach al sukkah b'chol pam sheikon espa. That's not a question. Comes along, the Morgan Avraham says more. Let's say I have a 3 hour stretch that I'm in sukkah. And during this 3 hour stretch, I have no intent, I'm learning. I'm talking with people. And then I go off to Mincha. Morgan Avraham says, wait a second. For this 3 hours, I was Makayim HaMitzvah. 3 hours of being Makayim HaMitzvah needs a bracha. If I had eaten, I would make it then. And if I don't eat, so I need a bracha sometimes in that 3 hours that I'm in the sukkah. Comes out, you have two major machlok. He says, not only if I... The Taz says, if you didn't eat it all that day, every time you're in sukkah, you make a bracha. He says, no. He says, even if you eat breakfast, leave the sukkah, come back for 3 hours to do whatever you're doing there, and leave, he says. Any stretch of time you're in the sukkah requires a bracha. And he says, if in that stretch of time, you eat, then you make it at the eating. And that's all Rabbeinu Tam says. Doesn't say anything else. Of course, Morgan Avraham says Rabbeinu Tam is based on the idea of Tos, not Gons Hashri, that you can make a bracha l'chadchil in the middle of the mitzvah. But since the ikka part of the mitzvah is when you koveya yourself in the sukkah, so you rather make a bracha on the ikka mitzvah, the part of the tof of the mitzvah. But if you're not eating, so then any time in the middle. Take a look at Mishnah Brura. Now, this is obviously, this affects countless situations when you're in sukkah. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and passing like the Mogen Avraham. Most people passing like the Mogen Avraham against the Taz. Not all, but some people, to be yotze, anytime they go into sukkah, make sure they have a kibbutz of a mezonos. That's, if you go into talk with someone, kibbutz of a mezonos. This is, okay. This is the larger picture of what the bracha on lulav is about and the bracha on sukkah is about. Okay. Before we finish, I just want, first of all, for the next 2 months or so, I will be saying my Moshe Shmuz on Monday rather than on Sunday. And, what? Okay. Now, that's number one. Number two, now that the days are getting earlier, this is the last much of Shabbos of the Zman. And when we begin winter Zman, we'll find, there is regular Seder, Motzei Shabbos, 8:30 to 10:30. And that is whether or not there is a football league, there's not a football league, whether there is a soccer league, whether there's the World Cup, whether there's the whatever major sports events that is, today I sat down going through Hilchos Talmud Torah very carefully. I didn't find anywhere in Hilchos Talmud Torah that anything to do with sports is Doha, Seder, Kavu, and learning. So if someone will find it somewhere in Hilchos Talmud Torah, please inform me, but I do look very carefully today. I understand. You know, I was also at one age very involved in sports. I know all about it. Baruch Hashem, at one point in life, I decided to grow up. Mitzvah Hashem, all of you will someday grow up. but until you grow up, it's not Docha Talmud Torah.